future of the church in Uzbekistan is in doubt. A ministry identifies the most vital mission field of the century, and Uganda's fight against malaria finds a powerful ally. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. In Uzbekistan, it seems the success of an earlier case is being used as a template for an attack on another church. In 2009, a Slavic Gospel Association partner was falsely accused of tax evasion. As a result of the charges, the leadership stepped down. Now it seems the government has turned on a church partner in Tashkent, the capital city. It worked once already. SGA's Joel Griffith says,
they're officially accusing him of not paying in monies from church offerings and book sales, but Baptist leaders say these charges are completely false and have been fabricated by the authorities. And the pastor could get up to 2 years in jail if he's convicted.
Griffith says pressure like this is increasing on evangelical churches. It won't stop the gospel, but believers will have to get creative to survive.
They will probably have to recommit some of the things that they did during the Soviet period in terms of learning how to do things more quietly.
For now, he's urging a solidarity stand for Uzbek Christians.
Pray that the hearts of the authorities would be softened, that these charges would be dropped.
Meanwhile, Islam has been called the biggest challenge facing the church today. After 50 years of reaching out to Muslims, Operation Mobilization is more convinced than ever that it's the most vital mission field of the century. OM's Julian Lindstone says,
in the 20th century, communism was the big global issue facing the world. I think everybody would agree that in the 21st century, the big issue facing us all is Islam. So it needs to be our strategic focus.
Although there's risk.
It's kind of like risk is a bad word. Whereas if you're going to get into mission, risk is inevitable.
And God's moving.
There is amazing opportunity that God is working in the Muslim world, that more people are coming to faith in Jesus than has ever been the case in history. And we are looking to a harvest in the days ahead.
The biggest need is recruits. Learn more at our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. Apparently, Chinese police don't need a trial to dish out labor camp prison time. Voice of the Martyrs Canada's Pastor Shai was recently sentenced to 2 years of hard labor without a criminal conviction. He was arrested late in May for holding house church meetings in eastern China. Police ordered Pastor Shai's house church to stop all services and confiscated the congregation's car, choir robes, and over $21,000 of funds. Pray for strength for Pastor Shai and his family. Meanwhile, central Uganda has the third highest death rate for malaria in Africa. International Aid's Brian Anderson says a church leader was desperate for help because
the nearest hospital is 60 miles away. So really, they're looking at a ratio of about 10,000 patients per one doctor.
The worst part about the tragedy was that hundreds of children were dying needlessly.
One of the nuns told him that they know what to do. They simply did not have the equipment.
A church partner contacted International Aid, whose response was immediate.
We shipped a container of medical equipment and medicines to Yana's largest clinic.
The results? Miraculous.
Only two or three children had passed away from malaria this year. That's an astounding improvement as compared to 520 reported in 2 months' time last year.
And went beyond physical healing.
They're trying to show the love of Christ and the hope of Christ to the patients that are being treated.
And wondering what to do with vacation time? Jesus Film Project announced their Alaskan cruise for next July, calling it Vacation with a Purpose. Sometimes before you can have an effective ministry, the first step is to become informed. While on the cruise, Christians will enjoy the splendor of God's glaciers and hear testimonies from ministry staff on how God's using the Jesus Film to change lives. Christian fellowship injected with a mission's heart is the perfect R&R. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I know you want to go on a short-term mission trip, don't you? But it's too expensive, right? How about a free trip to either India or Nepal to deliver blankets to the needy? Win the Global Action Touch the World Trip Contest and you can go for free. If you've never been there before, you qualify. Activate your name now at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.